This is Community Conversation. I'm D.L. Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Tecumseh Bicentennial. So happy to have on the program to tell us more, Vicki Riddle. And Vicki, welcome back into the program.
Thank you so much for having us. We're only a week out from the event, so it's very exciting.
It is. So, we say that it's only a week out, so tell us the dates that the Bicentennial is going to be celebrated in Tecumseh.
Well, it starts on Thursday, July 18th, and it'll start at 5:30 at Adams Park with a dedication of the Kiwanis clock that the Kiwanis bought for Tecumseh. And it runs all the way through Sunday afternoon. So it's three full days of different events, mm-hmm. and then on Thursday evening. So
Yeah. And so much history to be celebrated there in Tecumseh, Vicki.
It's incredible. I mean, I've learned a lot. I've been in Tecumseh 35 years. And I'm still learning new stuff, and people are just coming from everywhere and showing us different newspaper articles and talking about people that, that they knew there. And so it's been very exciting how the response that the community has given us for this.
Absolutely. And I know your committee has been working very hard in putting this together.
It's been about a year and a half.
Yeah.
So, and we had our last planning meeting last night, so we're ready to go.
All right. Well, let's get right to it then. Let's start off with what's going to be happening for each day. And of course, that means on Thursday night.
Right. Well, Thursday night, the 18th, it will actually start at 2 p.m. from 2 to 6 p.m. at the American Legion Post. There is a Tecumseh Products Retrospective, which is an employee reunion.
Oh, okay.
So the workers that used to work at the products, they have all kinds of displays set up and pictures. And so that'll be interesting. You might be able to reconnect with some other workers there. And then at 5:30, we have the Kiwanis clock dedication. And that will be happening at Adams Park also. And Adams Park is located right next to City Hall.
That is going to be such a nice addition.
Yes.
Yes.
It will be.
Yeah.
It will be. It's beautiful. I mean, it's already up. We just haven't done the dedication yet. And it's beautiful.
Great.
We'll also have from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday will be music in the park. And it will be the River Raisin Ragtime Band.
All right.
That will go from 6 to 8. And then also from 6 to 8 will be the Classic Car and Bike Show. And that was the normal Thursday that we would have had the car show on, so we just decided to just keep that
right
on the program.
As well as the music in the park, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just a little different band that,
right,
you know,
yeah.
So it kind of, that is more fitting for the historical part of it.
It sure is, yes.
So then on Friday, July 19th, things get started at 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is actually in conjunction with our summer beach party, which is the Sand Sculpture Festival.
Oh, yes.
So that will be going on from 10 to 5. And there is a historic art show that will be taking place at the Presbyterian Church and the Carnegie Building. And that is going on from 10 to 4. And then the Tecumseh area, or the Tecumseh Historical Museum has programs going all weekend long.
Nice.
Different things that have taken place in Tecumseh. There's people that are coming to actually give talks. There's videos that are going to be played. So we'll put out a separate schedule just for the historical museum because they have a lot going on.
Okay. And of course, if they would like to be able to see that, they can find that where?
They can go to mytecumseh.org, and the entire schedule of everything happening this weekend will be on our website. There'll be things posted around town, too, like posters that will have a QR code,
mm-hmm.
and they can just scan that QR code, and that will take them directly to our website.
Excellent. Okay.
Right. Then the Tecumseh Products Retrospective will take place from 12 to 8 on Friday. Then at Adams Park, which again is right next to City Hall, at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock is a Native American dancing demonstration.
Oh, nice.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And taking place out at the high school from 6 to 8:30 is History and Cultural Palooza.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a student art show. It's art that the kids 12 or K through 12 have done. They're going to have an open mic night. So if somebody wants to participate in that, you can sign up for that. There's going to be a sculpture garden timeline display, which will be, it'll be on signs. It'll be different things that have happened in Tecumseh, but it'll be like in date order. So you can kind of walk and see what has happened over the years.
Okay.
And then there's also going to be the Tecumseh High School alumni activities. They have yearbooks from just about every year of Tecumseh High School graduation.
Oh, wow.
So there's going to be yearbooks there and different like sports stars that are memorabilia for that. So the Sports Wall of Fame, I guess they're calling that. So
Sure.
And then also there'll be hands-on historical demonstrations for yarn dyeing, flint napping, soap making, spinning and weaving, and more.
Jeez, all right.
So then at 6 o'clock on Friday is the cornhole tournament. There'll be live music with that. And then at 7 o'clock is Promenade Downtown Walking Tours. People can meet at Old National Bank, and you will get a tour and hear some of the history of the buildings that are downtown. We have some people in Tecumseh that are very knowledgeable on what has going on, and they'll be leading the tours and telling people about it.
That's going to be fascinating.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
So then, from there, we go from?
To Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday the 20th at 10 o'clock is going to be a parade, and the parade will start at Maumee and Chicago Boulevard. It's going to be South Maumee and Chicago Boulevard. It will go west down Chicago Boulevard to Union Street, and then turn left and go south on Union and go back to Patterson. So it's just making a big square around.
Sure.
Because they'll be lining up on, I think it's Kilbuck, with the parade and part of the products old site. So they have lots of room there. So that's where the lineup will take place.
Okay.
And then the art show continues at the Carnegie Library and the First Presbyterian Church, and that will be from 10 to 4. Again, the Tecumseh Historical Museums will be from 10 to 5. Actually, Promenade Tecumseh is back. They haven't had a home tour in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have 8 homes.
Nice.
They have 8. And the youngest home was built in 1913.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's
going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome to be able to see.
Right, right. Then from 11 to 5 is historical reenactment and Native American displays. That's going to take place at Gloria Day Lutheran Church. That's on the corner of Brown Street and Union.
Mm-hmm.
From 12 to 2, the American Legion is going to be having a barbecue lunch. And then, again, the Tecumseh Products Retrospective will be going on at the Legion from 12 until 8. And from 12 to 8 in downtown, we're going to have South Evans Street closed. There'll be a stage, and we will have music all afternoon until 8 o'clock.
Nice.
So from 12 to 8, there'll be live music going on.
Great.
Then after the parade at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a tractor show, and that will be out on the south side of town where they lined up for the parade.
Okay.
We also have Southern Michigan Railroads participating. They're going to be doing train rides, and the train rides are free.
Nice.
So they're not charging for those.
Okay.
And then again, on Saturday at 1 o'clock is the Promenade Downtown Walking Tours again. So if you missed it on Friday, you can participate again on Saturday. And again, people might want to take a look at the schedule and kind of see what's going on multiple days and kind of plan their activities around that.
It's a good idea, though.
And then at 1 o'clock, 1 to 3 at Musgrove Coffee, there's going to be a coffee roasting demonstration.
Oh, nice.
Of how coffee was made. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Then also at Hotram Park, the Southern Michigan Railroad is going to do a Taft presidential visit reenactment.
Oh, cool.
And it was apparently President Taft came to Tecumseh in 1910 on a train. So
wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, we have a picture. We have a picture of him on the train.
Oh, wow.
So there's going to be a reenactment, and there's going to be a band playing. And so that's at Hotram Park, which is right on the corner of Shawnee and North Evans. It's like right across the street from the middle school. So it'll be
okay.
There's a little gazebo right there in the park. So that's where the train will stop.
Okay.
And then on Saturday from 2 to 4, there'll be a visit with Abby Evans, and that's at Musgrove Evans' original house. Musgrove Evans was the founder of Tecumseh, and his house still is there. So, and then again, the History and Cultural Palooza from 6 to 8:30 out at the high school. And then from 6 to 9:30, there's going to be a food truck rally at the high school. And then at 7 to 8:30 is going to be cemetery tours. Again, which is very interesting.
Yes. You know, there is so much history right there in those cemeteries, and you can learn so much about the area
right
just by going through the cemeteries.
Right. Yeah. And that we have over 200 people. And we only had originally 120 tickets.
Oh, really?
So we've had so many people that have signed up that are interested in it that I think he's probably going to do something again in the fall to try and, you know, get yeah. everybody in. And yeah. because I've heard it's really good. I've never done it, but.
Yeah.
And then to end Saturday night at dusk, there will be fireworks.
Wow.
And the fireworks will take place out at the high school.
Okay.
And then on Sunday at 10 a.m., is an ecumenical service, and actually it's 10:15. There's going to be a small breakfast, and then the service will be at 11, and then the historical museum programs again will take place from 10 to 5, and out at the church at the ecumenical service, which it's Friends, the Friends Church out on North Evans.
Okay.
There was a dynamic kernel presentation, which was something that Henry Ford was a part of.
Okay.
So they'll be doing kind of a harvesting harvesting. And so that, you know, as just kind of paying homage to Henry Ford and the things that he did for this area.
Yeah.
Actually, we do have someone coming from the Henry Ford in Dearborn on Saturday to talk about Henry Ford's influence on this area.
That would be fascinating, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we do have, you know, one thing I want to hit on, too, for the museum is they have a reenactor coming to the museum who's very, very knowledgeable about the Native American culture and things in this area. And he's a very interesting person. And so I would highly recommend that people come to see Tom Nitz, and that will be at the museum. And he will be doing a couple talks. And I can't put my, but that'll be going, I'll find the time and I'll look at that again.
Sure. But you know, with that, having somebody coming from the Henry Ford Museum, number one, is like, wow. And then having someone of that stature to come from the Henry Ford Museum, because you know, when you get people from there, they really know their stuff.
Right.
And that it's going to be very interesting as well as educational to be able to listen to that person.
They were very excited about coming because of Henry Ford's influence in this area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were very glad to come. Okay, so Thomas Nitz is the historical reenactor and educator, and that will be going on from 11 to 5, and it's Woodland Native American Culture.
And that'll be
at the historical museum.
Okay.
That'll be going on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So we talked about the fireworks and the ecumenical services, and then Promenade Tecumseh tours will be going on again on Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 5. You can purchase tickets at any of the houses that are on the tour or at the Historical Museum.
Okay.
And that's a self-guided tour. You just go on your own and at your time and at your leisure.
Okay.
And then we have a historic baseball game at 12 o'clock.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, and the Dodsworth Band is going to be playing. And again, we have an announcer from the Henry Ford in Dearborn that is going to be announcing the baseball game.
How cool is that?
Yes.
So that is awesome.
He's done it a lot.
Yeah.
So. And then again, on Sunday, you can visit with Abby Evans at the Musgrove Evans House from 2 to 4. The Tecumseh Products Retrospective Employee Reunion, again, from 2 to 6 at the American Legion. And then at 3 o'clock, the TCA Historical Radio Show will take place. And I heard yesterday they have added a second show.
Wow, that's awesome. So
there's going to be one at 3 and then one at 7, and that will be at the TCA. And the weekend ends with another historic downtown walking tour, and that will be from 3 to 4.
Wow, that is a lot. And what you mentioned earlier, Vicki, about the fact of looking at the schedule, because you can make this a whole weekend.
You can.
You know, of being able to get all the activities in that you will want to take in that weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The entire schedule is on mytecumseh.org, so you can take a look at that and plan your weekends.
Absolutely. But you know, as I said at the beginning of the program, Vicki, Tecumseh has a lot of history to celebrate.
Right.
And it goes to show right there what you went through with the schedule is, yeah, there is a lot to celebrate and to find out about Tecumseh.
And we've heard from many, many people that, you know, lived in Tecumseh or grew up in Tecumseh that are coming home for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard also last night, too, that there's no rooms to be had.
Oh, I bet.
So people are having to stay a little bit farther away. So,
yeah.
But that's
still
a good thing.
That is a good thing. And it shows how important this is and what a great celebration this is going to be for the bicentennial for Tecumseh. And, of course, it is something to celebrate, too. And just amazing. You and the committee really did a lot of work. And it shows that it took, you know, like you said, a year and a half, I think.
Right.
Yeah. And it shows that there was a lot of work that was put into this to put this together. So kudos to you and the committee, Vicki, for doing such an awesome job in putting this together.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, this only happens every 200 years. And I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got a lot to celebrate, you know, and a lot of things that we may not know about, even if you've been living here your entire life, you'll probably find out something that you did not know about the Tecumseh and Tecumseh area.
Right.
And its rich history.
I would definitely recommend stopping at the Historical Museum because they really have, there's a lot there. There's the, I don't know what it's called, the compass or that Musgrove Evans used to plot out Tecumseh.
Yes, yeah.
That's there. And some of the original treaties that were signed, those are there as well. So,
lot to see and lots to do. Make sure that you have it on your calendars and go to mytecumseh.org to check out the schedule to kind of pick out and say, well, okay, this day we're going to do this, next day we're going to do this, and
that
would be the way to be able to do it.
Right.
Vicki, thank you so much for being on the program and telling us all the great things will be happening during the Tecumseh Bicentennial, Thursday, July 18th through Sunday, July 21st.
Right. Thank you for having me.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.